We're up to round three of the NWFL, so I thought I'd bring on board the president from the competition, Andrew Richardson, who's filling in this week for Kim Miles. Andrew, thanks for your time. Welcome to 7B Breakfast.
Not a worry at all, Lee. Thank you.
And it's good to have footy back. We've already played two rounds so far, so we might just recap from last weekend's game. So a win to Latrobe Demons over Ulverston. It was 67-36. And Wynyard had the victory over Penguin. So the Cats 59 to the Two Blues 44. And the Burnie Dockers got their campaign off to a start with a win over the new side, or back into the competition, Circular Head Saints, 64-53. And just off the bat there, it's good to have the team from Circular Head back in the NWFL, the Circular Head Saints, Andrew.
Definitely is good, great to have them back in the competition, and it was even better last week to see them put up a performance that they did against Burnie, because I think that they probably sent a little bit of a shockwave through the competition, because Burnie are quite a good football team, and they turned around and played pretty well against Penguin the first week, Burnie, and they struggled against Circular Head. So Circular Head put up a really good effort last week, and it's pleasing for everybody within the competition.
It was tough the week before, the Circular Head Saints rejoining the competition, but they certainly played better last week, kicking 7-8 against the Burnie Dockers. It's going to be very interesting to see how the Burnie team fares this year with their new coach, Andrew Lee.
Yeah, it will, and I think that Andrew, I don't say he's got a difficult job. He's got the core of a very, very good footy team. He's got some young ones coming through, and it's a matter of now trying to develop those younger players into players for the future. And I think he's well on the way to doing that. And I think he's got a good rapport with the players. So I think it's quite good and promising for Burnie.
I'm pleased you mentioned that, because there's a lot of juniors littered right across the competition again this year, isn't there?
Oh, there is. And it's the future for the football clubs, and they need to continue to bring their juniors through, and they need to give them the opportunity and encourage them to participate, and firstly at junior level, and then bring them through and give them a reward by playing them in their senior team.
Well, we did mention Circular Head Saints. It was a tough initiation back into the competition in round one as they took on the reigning premier Devonport, so I don't think there's no easier job to tackle the Magpies, who will be there when the whips are cracking at the end of the season. And we mentioned Devonport because they've got literally a home game tomorrow for Good Friday as they tackle Latrobe D's.
Again, it's the first time that it's going to be played at the Devonport Oval. Having Latrobe and Devonport play for the second year after East Devonport's demise. Unfortunately, East Devonport not able to field the team, so therefore Devonport have taken over this Good Friday game, and this year they get the opportunity to host it. So it'll be interesting to see, firstly, what the crowd's like, because in the past, they've probably had between 1,500 and 2,000 people could attend some of these games on a Good Friday. And it should be no different tomorrow with the weather, I think, still looking fairly good, and a couple of teams that have performed all right so far this year, so it'll be interesting.
Devonport and Latrobe have been released so far. The rest of the games will be revealed on Saturday. So Devonport and Latrobe, that game starts at 2:20 tomorrow at the Devonport Oval, Andrew? Let's hope the weather does stay clear. I know the weather's not looking too good right across the Easter break. I think showers most likely in the morning and afternoon, but it just depends how much shower activity we do get. But after all, football is a winter sport, Andrew, last time I checked.
It is so, exactly, yes.
Now let's have a look at the other games on Easter Saturday. So we have Ulverston home game against Wynyard.
Yeah, again, Ulverston would be very, very disappointed with their performance, I would think, against Latrobe last week, and going down to Latrobe at Latrobe, so they'll be looking very much to improve their performance against Wynyard, and Wynyard have probably been a little bit of the surprise packet, not maybe to Wynyard, but certainly to other people within the competition, in having won the first two games, and that included knocking off the grand finalists last year in Penguin on Penguin's home ground last Saturday. So Wynyard have certainly started the year well, and it'll be interesting to see how Olsen rebounds.
Yeah, so Wynyard currently lie on top of the table with those two wins, as you pointed out there. Devonport in second spot. They've only played the one game. The reigning premier there in second. We've got Latrobe in third. Penguin rounding out the top four. Then outside the top four at the moment, Burnie Dockers, who opened up their account last weekend. And then Ulverston sixth. Circular Head currently in seventh position. So I mentioned Circular Head because their Easter Monday game is up against Penguin.
It is against Penguin, and it's a home game again for the Circular Head Saints. So I think they're always going to perform better at home. Penguin were a little bit disappointing last week, and I think Matt Weller would be the first to say that, and I think that they've still got a little bit of improvement within their team. So it'll be interesting again to see how they travel down there. I believe Jack Templeton was unable to play last week because of COVID restrictions, so the fact that it's a Monday game should give him the opportunity to be available, which will certainly strengthen the Penguin team.
So good luck to all the teams over the weekend. So just reiterating the situation for round three of the NWFL. We have Devonport at home to La Trobe tomorrow. And then on Easter Saturday, Ulverston at home to Wynyard. And Penguin will be travelling to Circular Head to take on the Saints on Easter Monday. And the Burnie Dockers, well, they've got the weekend off. Good on you, Andrew. It's always something happening in the world of football, and we encourage everyone to get along and support local NWFL football, either tomorrow, Saturday or Monday, taking all the games. Why not?